This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? And Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, I've got some great news, Dr. Sheely. Jason has been our engineer for quite some time here at GCN. And he's decided that we needed another option for president of the United States. And of course, there's Donald Trump on the Republican team, and then there's Joe Biden on the Democrat team, and then there is Jason Stanek for president. So our engineer right here at GCN, who you don't get a chance to hear from very often, class, is running for president. No, I'm not kidding. And if you would like to learn more about him, you may, and you can go to his website. It's jasonstanek2020.com. Jason, J-A-S-O-N, S-T-A-N-E-K, 2020.com. jasonstanek2020.com. He's running for president. And Jason, welcome to the broadcast, and please tell us about your candidacy and why you are running for president against two of the most well-known people on the planet.
Well, this is going to be a write-in campaign, and some states don't even allow write-ins, but if you go to the website, you can see which states you can actually write me in. But idea here is, right now, I don't think this country is as divided as, you know, mainstream media and the political elite want to make you think it is. Everybody wants freedom, justice, and prosperity for all Americans. So that's why I'm running, just so you don't have to say, oh, it's my team versus your team. We're all on the same team here. So just giving everybody some option here.
Hey, so don't you have to be a certain age to run for president? Are you old enough?
I'm exactly 35 years old. So.
Okay. I thought you were about 20.
he sounds 20, doesn't he? He sounds like he's a very healthy young man. So, Jason, you've decided to do this. What do your associates at Genesis Communications think about one of their peers running for president of the United States? Have any of them commented?
Yeah, they think it's fine. it's kind of, I don't know, I've been saying this for a couple of years already, so Brad over here, he thinks it's just a bit. But no, it's I'm registered with the FEC, got the website there, got some more paperwork to do. In certain states, even to be a write-in, you have to tell them you're going to be a write-in. In some cases, you even have to have electors signed on, ready to go. But I'm getting some of that through. I missed a few because I didn't realize there were all these rules for write-ins. I thought it was simple enough to just say, oh, that's the person I want to vote for. But if it isn't, you know, if stuff isn't, you don't have the documents and things, it doesn't count. So don't vote for me if you're not in a state that will actually accept it. But that's on the website, and you can see which states count. So,
Jason, I understand from your website you're doing something that we at USA Prepares do. And that is, in the upper right-hand corner of your website, there is a donate. There's a red box that says donate, but right in front of it, it says don't. donate. So you're not allowing any donations, which I think is really wonderful. So here is a statement that you're making, and you're not trying to capitalize on it and take advantage of people. You're just saying, here's an alternative. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically it. I think there's a problem too about how much we want to, you know, people running for office need to spend money. I get why you would if you were, you know, if you had advisors and all these things and you wanted to get ad space on TV, but I figure internet's there, I can just spread it out on there, get people to check that out, and I don't see the need to be focusing so much on how much a campaign is spending. That's the kind of thing that's so interesting to me when you looked at, like, primary debates and you had to hit a certain threshold to actually get on debate stages, and it's like, that seems silly to me that it's all designed around pumping money into this machine. But point is that I don't want any money. I'm going to try to run this with as bare bones as possible. As right now, it's a one-man show. I did the whole website, you know. I'm going to make some YouTube videos here shortly. And again, it is. I want to make a point about not spending any money on this.
Okay, so Jason, I understand that if someone wanted to, and the number might not be exactly right, but it's probably pretty close, that a person could build a blog and have a hosted blog for maybe $5 a month. Is that right?
That sounds probably about right.
Okay, so are you saying that for $5 a month you're running for president, or am I extrapolating too much on this?
Well, I did have to buy the domain and built the website on Wix, and altogether, so far, I've spent about $45.
Okay, so of all the campaigns that are for all the offices in the United States, bar none, I would have to guess, an educated guess, that you have spent less than everybody else. So you are number one in spending the least money running for any office, including dog catcher.
I would bet, yeah.
There you go. Well, Jason, I wanted to ask you, is this the opening statement from your candidacy? Are we the outlet, the media outlet, other than the internet, for making this known that you're running for president, Jason Stanek?
Yeah, besides the website, this would be it.
Okay. Now, you engineer for other broadcasts right here at Genesis Communications Network. Now, I'm in Missouri, Dr. Sheely's in Missouri, and you are in Minnesota at the headquarters of Genesis Communications Network. Are the other broadcasts for whom you engineer, are they going to put you on and let you communicate your candidacy for president as well?
Maybe a couple. I could see a couple of them I'll talk to, but...
Would you care to share with our broadcast classroom what other broadcasts at Genesis you engineer for? Just so they know a little bit more about your candidacy. Because, you know, you may not be in the be able to be in the Oval Office as much as, you know, people might want. You might be saying, look, you know, I'd like to be there, but 9 to 11 on Monday through Friday, I got to be with Vinny and you know, his, the faculty, you know, Dr. Sheely and Rick Miller and Rich Sheban and Gwyneth Isaacs and, you know, and so forth. You might have to carve out, you know, a couple hours every morning to be with us. So what other broadcasts do you broadcast for, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, that's after this. Some days I do Dr. Dahlia, and some days I do, it's Lifestyles Unlimited. That's a real estate investing, and Del Walmsley with that. And I run Sons of Liberty, but I would, I don't expect I'd be talking on their show. And then there's Lock and Load with Bill Frady. That's basically the ones I normally handle, so.
Okay, so there are roughly five broadcasts that you engineer for. And I think it'd be great if they gave you the opportunity to, you know, explain your candidacy the way you're doing here. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about your candidacy? You know, like how you picked your cabinet.
Yeah, I just kind of picked people that I've been paying attention to for a bit, things I've noticed, specific to, you know, certain issues that, you know, I would see that this is the thing that they talk about the most, or they have a, you know, main point about this issue or that issue, and so put them in what I would think to be the most appropriate cabinet position, you know, most appropriate department that would handle those kinds of things, so.
And I see that you have Secretary of Labor Bernie Sanders. Why is he your Secretary of Labor?
Well, he's the guy who I'll tell you, I'm not a leftist like Bernie is or anything like that myself. But he believes in workers' rights, so to me that seemed the most appropriate. And I'm not a socialist or anything like that, but I think it's fine if he's there. Although, I could put a little note there that I might, for Deputy Secretary of Labor, I might need to put a libertarian in there just to balance him out, but just the idea that he is, you know, strong on workers' rights, so it makes sense to me.
Okay, and for Health and Human Services?
Ooh, I put Dr. Drew in there, didn't I? I wasn't sure about that one because I didn't necessarily want to go with, you know, celebrities or anything. But I know enough people who, you know, trust him already, having listened to him for decades on radio and TV. So I thought it made sense just so you had somebody people trusted, knew. Again, I didn't necessarily want to put a celebrity in there, but I think he makes sense.
Okay, and for commerce?
What do I have there? I haven't looked in a minute. is that
Andrew Yang.
It's Andrew Yang, okay.
Yeah.
He's interesting, because, you know, he started out as a business guy. He started a nonprofit that was about, you know, building or providing support for entrepreneurs in certain locations to try to help spur more economic growth in those areas. He's kind of turned away from that a bit. I mean, that nonprofit still exists, but what is that called? Foundation for America or something? I'm not even remembering what it was. But he's interesting. He has an interesting way of thinking about the way the economy works, and he does actually understand more about the economy than a lot of the other politicians you see. So I thought that was appropriate.
Dr. Shuley, do you have any questions for Jason?
Well, I'd just like to say good on you, Jason.
Hey, thanks.
Any final comments, Jason, before, well, we're going to be going into a break in a couple minutes. But, I think it's wonderful that you've exercised your right to run for president. And the qualifications that are just two, as far as I know. You have to be a natural-born citizen, whatever that means, because that definition is fluid. I used to think that meant that you had to be born in the United States of parents who were Americans. I thought that that's what that meant, but evidently you can be born someplace else and still be president, like Barry Satoro. But and the other thing is you had to be 35 years of age or older. That's it, period. You didn't have to be of good health. You didn't have to not be a criminal. You could be a pedophile and still run for president. So the only two... And it seems like some of Congress has opted to to exercise the freedom of not being restricted as to who can run for office. But... I think it's great that you're running. I think it's a breath of fresh air. You're going to have to overcome Joe Biden, who is salivating over his favorite song, which is "Hail to the Chief." But I wish you well. I think it's wonderful. I wish more people would do it. I have written myself in. Dr. Shuley, any comments before we go into the break?
No. I think it's interesting, fascinating, and good.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. problem. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So to prevent any discrimination, Jason, I think you should share with the other four broadcasts with whom you engineer at Genesis Communications Network that USA Prepares is in first place regarding the time that has been provided for your candidacy. So you received a full segment of a broadcast hour. And Dr. Dahlia and Lifestyles Unlimited and Sons of Liberty and Lock and Load should all commit to the same thing. That way it will be fair. So I just want to let you know that that's my position, and I hope our other broadcasters on GCN with whom you engineer will do the same as USA Prepares and give you the same amount of time that that you should get as a bona fide candidate, writing candidate for President of the United States. Website is jasonstanek, S-T-A-N-E-K, 2020.com. Dr. Shuley, it's so great to be broadcasting with you on this Columbus Day. I don't know how many more times we'll be able to say Happy Columbus Day because, you know, there are some colleges and universities that think that that name should be changed. We should not.
Those colleges should be forced out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there are people who have done there are people who have done some heroic things, but it's hard to think of anyone who has done more heroic and courageous things in their life than Christopher Columbus, getting on a ship and sailing with two other crews besides his, sailing to the unknown in the ocean where you look around and you don't see anything for days, weeks, and months. And you're looking at the food supply dwindling. You're looking at the fresh water supply evaporating. And your crew is ready to mutiny because it doesn't look like it's going to work. And yet he did it. And one of the most courageous individuals ever on the planet. And some universities think that we should not have a Columbus Day here in the Americas. Unbelievable. And so who are they? Well, there are some campuses that are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. Indigenous Peoples Day. Humboldt State University, Idaho State University, Merrimack College, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, University of North Dakota. So those are just a few who are celebrating in Indigenous Peoples Day or have other celebratory names for today, which is Christopher Columbus Day. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, insanity is abundant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's ubiquitous. Yeah. Dr. Shealy, 60 years ago, if I had a sore throat, my mother or father would say, okay, well, we'll get some warm water and we'll gargle with salt water. That was common. Vitamin C, you know, if you had a sore throat, vitamin C, gargle with salt water. Is that still in vogue today, where if you have a sore throat that you gargle
with? Well, I don't think it is, but it could help.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seemed to me that it did help. It really did. And we used very strong concentration of salt and basically warmed some water up in a pan on the stove, heated it up, added some salt, stirred it in, you know, a quarter of a glass or, and then gargled deep, deep, deep down the throat, gargle and then spit it out, gargle and spit it out, and do that multiple times a day. It seemed that, and the vitamin C seemed to work, at least somewhat. Do we know why it worked, Dr. Shealy? Do we know why salt seems to have a medicinal or antibacterial effect?
Well, actually, I think that's a fairly strong concentration of sodium. I suspect it sort of dehydrates even some bacteria or viruses. They need water, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's removing the hydration from the bacteria or the virus so that it can't survive. Okay.
Right.
I didn't know the reason why it was salt, that sounds like a great answer. All right, we're going to go into a break. Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, is your clinic open today? Okay, clinic's open today. So national holiday, now all the government types are, you know, I'm sure they're busy taking time off from their taking time off. And we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is underway.
This is going to be a long, contentious week. I would just ask one thing of the committee. To the extent possible, let's make it respectful, let's make it challenging, let's remember the world is watching.
Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, opening the hearing. On the other side of the aisle, Democratic Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, believes.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 44,000 new coronavirus cases on Sunday. That's more than 10,000 fewer than on Saturday. The United States is closing in on 215,000 coronavirus deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Elementary and high schools do not appear to be COVID-19 super spreaders. That's according to Brown University economics professor Emily Oster and her team of number crunchers. Statistics involving 200,000 school kids from 47 states in the last 2 weeks of September yielded an overall coronavirus infection rate of just 0.13% among students and 0.24% among staffers. The figures translate into what would be roughly 1.3% of infections for a school with 1,000 kids and 2.2% positive tests for every 1,000 staffers in that same time frame. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel saying we need to get kids back to school safely.
When you consider, according to Education Week last month, 100 of our top school districts, Will, had 75% of the students going online. And the damage, according to CMS Administrator Verma, is very high. 22% decrease in immunizations, 44% decrease in early child development analysis, 70% decrease in dental work for young children, largely because they're not in schools.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is calling on lawmakers to pass legislation to redirect unused funding from the PPP program, which helps small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, as Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss a new round of coronavirus stimulus. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
What? Today.
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
On a very sad note, I received an email from Captain John Reagan this weekend. And I'm going to read you the email in its entirety. It's only one, two, three, four, five lines. And it says, Vincent, Becky's dad passed away this morning. Now, Becky is John Reagan's wife. And so it says, Becky's dad passed away this morning. His first cancer diagnosis was over 15 years ago and ended up with three types, including multiple myeloma. Goodbyes were said on Tuesday. Because of COVID, the last time we got to see him was Valentine's weekend. Feel free to share this news with the USA Prepares family. John Reagan. So, very sad news. Our prayers go out to the Captain John Reagan family and Becky's family. Very sad. And Dr. Shuley, three types of cancers, including multiple myeloma over 15 years. That seems like that was quite a long fight.
That's a long battle.
Yes. And can you tell us what multiple myeloma is, Dr. Shuley?
Well, it is a very serious cancer. It involves the bone marrow, essentially, but it can spread outside the bone to any part of the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's not
and
the same as leukemia. It's quite different. It's mm-hmm. it's the more you know, leukemia is the red and white blood cells. Myeloma is a different type of cancer of the bone marrow.
I remember meeting a man who had bone cancer, and I don't know if this was the same cancer or not, but he was in extreme pain.
Yes, it causes a lot of pain, usually.
And this man did something I'd never seen before. While I was talking to him, he took a cigar. And this would be a cigar about the diameter of your pinky. And he cut this brand new cigar into three lengths. And he would stick two of them between his cheek and his gum to infuse nicotine into his bloodstream quickly, because he said that it helped with the pain. Have you ever heard of that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, smokers often say that, but, you know, remember, smoking does affect your ability to think straight in many respects. It does give you something of a high, apparently, but it also inhibits your real, it inhibits your dopamine. Anandamide, especially.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never heard of it, and I thought, you know, my reaction, and I was quite young at the time, my reaction to that was, wow, here's a man with cancer, and tobacco is linked to cancer, and the chemicals in tobacco are linked to cancer, not only
tobacco. All the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything one could say good about nicotine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good insecticide.
Right? Okay, for the human, anything good for the human body.
Right. And, you know, Cles, if you want to try an interesting experiment, Dr. Sui, I don't know if you've ever done this, but I have. And you know, every once in a while, ants show up. You know, there's lots of rain here at the farm sometimes. And the ants get drowned out, and they look for higher ground because they don't want to drown. And so sometimes they show up in the kitchen, or sometimes they show up outside on the, you know, on the veranda. And if I can find some white flour, there'll be an ant highway. That's what we used to call them. And it's like one ant following the next ant in serial fashion, single file, generally. And if you take some white flour and you just draw a line with white flour, it doesn't have to be a mountain for them to climb, just, you know, just a very thin line. They don't know what to do, and they'll go around it. They don't want to go over it. There must be something in the flour, white flour, you know, that you might make bread with, that ants find distasteful. Or maybe it's the smell.
It's smarter than people.
Well, I remember, Dr. Shuley, seriously, I remember back in Virginia, I wanted to buy some wheat. And so this was 30 years ago, maybe more. And I said to the mill, I said, I'd like to buy some wheat. And they said, do you want it treated or not? And I said, I want it unground. And they said, yeah, but do you want it treated or not? And I said, treated with what? And he really didn't want to say. And ultimately, finally, I guess I asked the question so many different ways that they finally yielded and said, insecticide. Do you want it treated with insecticide or not? So do you want the bugs to pop out or not? Yes or no? How do you want it? And so we don't think about, you know, flour containing insecticide, do we?
Well, of course I do. That's why I don't. I have not eaten wheat in 14 years because of Roundup. It's not an insecticide, but it's a poison worse than insecticides, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share that little anecdotal story. Dr. Shealy, I have seen in the past, I haven't been to a store in a long time, but I remember seeing vitamins at Sam's Club. And Sam's Club, you know, they have the Omegas, and they have all kinds of vitamins. And they had children's vitamins, which were like gummy bears, and, you know, heck, you don't have to swallow them. I mean, take the work right out of it, just chew them. And then for bigger people, older people, they had women's vitamins. And then right next to that, they had men's vitamins. And then they had over 50 vitamins, meaning if you're over 50 years old. Now, is there really a significant difference? I'll take the children's out because that's a chewy kind of a thing, and maybe, you know, the dosage is a little different for children. But men versus women versus over 50 years old, is there a substantial difference in the formulation of vitamins that would really make a difference?
No. Okay. Basically, we need certain basics, D3, the B complex, etc. The best form of A, astaxanthine, and C.
So, and this would be I'm talking about multivitamins, you know, the equivalent of, you know, one a day or
right.
Centrum or something like that. So what I'm saying is, it seemed to me like this was more of a marketing gimmick to say, oh, no, you're over 50, so you need the one with the blue label or the pink label or whatever it was. And if you're, you know, a man, you need the one with the, you know, the green label. And it seemed like it was more marketing than it was substance. And that was my take, and I wanted to get your expert opinion on
it. I think that's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so then, of course, the next question falls right in line with that, and that is, so if you happen to, let's say the missus of the house said, you know what, here's some women's vitamins, women's multivitamins, and she decided to get that and didn't get the one for the men, would it be fine with you if the man of the house or the teenager of the house had the men or the woman's vitamin?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything that women's vitamins might have that men's would not have? Do they need something that men don't need? Or do women need something that men shouldn't have?
The difference is iron.
Okay.
Women need iron much more than men do. And excess iron in men can kill the liver.
Okay, I'm looking at a formulation. I found it right here on the internet. 8 milligrams, women's, Sam's Club, women's vitamins, 8 milligrams of iron. And they say that's 44% of the recommended daily value. Is that too much iron, 8 milligrams?
No, it should not be too much for anybody.
Okay. So then, if that's the case, then there's no big deal about a man taking a woman's vitamin. But that was my question. You know, will you be hurting yourself by taking the wrong vitamin?
Right.
Okay. All right. I was doing some research about computers, and you know, the central processing unit, or the CPU, would be considered the brain of the computer. And then, well, memory ought to be part of the brain, too. And what happens with the computer's processor is it takes a lot of energy from the power supply. And it generates heat. And so you have a cooling system, which would be a heat sink and air blowing over the heat sink to keep the central processing unit cool so it operates properly, doesn't get confused. And I was thinking that it's kind of like people. If the body gets too hot, it gets confused. If it gets real hot, it melts down, right? And if you have a fever of, let's say, 106, you're in big, big trouble, right?
Absolutely.
And 106 is, you know, not too far in terms of Fahrenheit degrees from 98.6.
But it's far enough to be in trouble.
Right. And so then I was thinking, what about all the energy? Because, you know, I've got right now I'm running three computers to do this end of the broadcast. Genesis has a bunch at their end, and you're on the telephone, which is using some computers as well. So there's a lot of energy going to making these computers work, the communication system, and some of it's going to heat, which you could say is wasted, unless it's the wintertime and you want the extra heat, you know, in the building where you are. Well, I looked up how much energy goes to the brain, our brain, typically. And I was quite astonished because, you know, you think of, at least most people might think of the brain as kind of just sitting there and using a little bit of energy, you know. But no, it uses between 10 and 20%, at least what I've found out, of the energy that you eat, 10 to 20%. So I guess the 10% would be while you're sleeping, and then maybe 20% to keep all those systems working, like the circulatory system and the respiratory system and the digestive system and the limbs, you know, the feet and the legs and the arms and the hands and so forth. I found that quite astonishing, as much as 20% of our energy goes to our brain.
Well, our brain is the most, it does require more energy per gram of space, if you will, than any other organ.
Is that because it's the busiest? Is that because there's a lot going on there?
Yeah. No, it really is. You know, it is the hotbed, if you will, of activity in the body. Second to the heart.
I remember reading.
The heart is second to the brain. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You would think that the heart would be number one. I mean, that thing is working hard all the time, right?
Well, but that's just a muscle contracting. And that's certainly a certain amount of energy, but the brain has produced the energy that you make the heart beat.
Yeah, so the brain is telling the heart, yo, heads up.
Yep.
Faster, slower, you know. Yeah, all right, we'll be right back with Dr. Noam Shili. My brain wanders off in lots of strange directions. It was wonderful. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Shuley's with us. He's in the clinic today. And if you'd like to go to the website, find out more about Dr. Shuley and his clinic and his offerings and vitamins, minerals, supplements, etc., books, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Telephone number is there as well. You can go to the website and get the number. Dr. Shuley, would you like to tell us the telephone number for your clinic?
417-351-5221.
417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Dr. Shuley, how do you feel about your broadcast? Your broadcast in the at the new location, KICKAM 1340.
Yes. It's 3 days. And actually videoing it during the entire thing as well as during the break.
really? During the break?
Yeah. In other words, he does a video. The commercials and the stuff that happened during the break. He actually keeps us talking during the break, put that on Facebook.
Well, that's wonderful. That's class. So if you want to learn more about Dr. Shuley's broadcast, and he's on once a week with Dr. Sergey Sorin, and these two medical doctors at the clinic, Dr. Shuley's clinic in Springfield, are on the radio 1 hour a week. And Dr. Shuley, would you tell us how they can listen, or how our class can listen to you and see you in action?
1340 AM KICK, or they can call in 417-447-1777.
Okay. And what is the time that you're live?
It's 4 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, Central Time.
Okay, so class, that's 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock, 4 to 5, 1 hour, and that's on Wednesday afternoon. And so you can call in that number, 417-447-1777. Now, that's not Genesis Communications Network. That's a local radio station in Springfield, Missouri. It's a 1,000-watt station. It is a local area radio station. And I believe that, well, there's well over 1,000 of these AM 1340s across the United States. They're owned by different companies. Sonny Skidmore owns one of them, and hers is called KLID AM 1340. Same frequency on the other side of Missouri. And it is, AM 1340s are designed by the Federal Communications Commission to be local. Okay, so that is, you won't find all of the national news there. You'll find what's happening locally in the village. And it's a great concept, and I really like the area, the idea of area, local area radio. And so that's what Dr. Shuley's on in Springfield, Missouri. One more time, that's AM 1340, KICK are the call letters, and 4 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, Central Time. Telephone number to call into that radio broadcast to be on the air, 417-447-1777. Dr. Shuley, getting back to multiple vitamins, is it possible to overdose and hurt yourself by taking multiple vitamins?
Oh, yes. You know, actually, over 100 milligrams of vitamin B6 can cause significant symptoms of generalized burning sensations. And, of course, anything over 10,000 units of basic vitamin A can cause brain problems. And taking more than 10,000 a day of vitamin D3, if you weigh under 140 pounds, can build up the toxicity.
Okay, so generally speaking, without reading every single label on the air, would a person be okay and not run the risk of overdosing by taking the recommended dose, which is, you know, like one tablet a day, one multivitamin
a day? Well, that depends on, you know, every company puts out different things. Remember, the recommended daily requirement, according to your FDA, of the basic B vitamins is 1 or 2 milligrams of each of the basics, and that's not nearly enough. The recommended daily intake of vitamin C is going up from 60 to 80 milligrams a day, and that's not nearly enough. So who's doing the recommending, the company or science?
Mm-hmm. And how does science know, Dr. Shuley, how does science know that, this is the upper threshold? What happens? Are there experimentation? Do they do experiments on people and say, you know what, those 72 just died. I think we ought to back down a little bit. Is that what happens?
And then when they find somebody with toxic things, theoretically they should go ahead and do other experiments to prove their point.
So you know, our son was telling us about this guy, and what he does is he signs up to be paid to be experimented on. So literally, he is a guinea pig for the medical village, and they will inject him with all kinds of things. They'll pay him, I don't know, $100 to, you know, get this injection, that. He loves it. He just gets all these injections now. Do you think, when we come back, can you tell us what your opinion is on being a lab rat like that? Would you say get a different job, or what are your thoughts about being a lab rat? We'll be right back with Dr. Shuley, medical doctor, right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.